Unexpected turns lead to unexpected places. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Ziyang Yang stares at his drink quietly and listens to the bustle of people behind him. It makes his spine tingle oddly, and a part of him wants to turn around to look at them. He resists the urge, slowly turning his glass in its place. It's a good thing it's a weekday and there aren't that many people out here. He almost laughs at that thought. Instead, he raises his glass to his lips and takes a small sip. It's still his first drink. He looks at the small ring of condensation that the glass has left on the countertop, for a moment before setting it back down on the bar counter, in the same place as before. He wraps his hands around it like it might warm him the same way a nice cup of tea would. It really doesn't. The ice in it has made the whole glass chill. Maybe if he drinks enough, the alcohol will be enough to warm him. But he doesn't feel like drinking. Not really. Maybe that means he should have stayed at home. But the walls had suddenly felt too close and the place too empty, and he couldn't make himself stay there for one moment longer, listening to the echoing silence. Someone settles their drink on the bar right next to him. He can't quite be bothered to turn his head to look who it is. He looks at their drink instead, before resolutely turning his eyes back to his own drink. "Is it really that interesting?" a female voice asks, with a note of amusement in it. Ziyang Yang finally turns his head to look. It would be rude not to respond somehow now that he's been directly addressed. The woman looks nice, Ziyang Yang thinks a bit absently. Pretty. He frowns a bit, wondering how to ask what she's talking about. Or maybe just how to tell her to go away without seeming rude. Before he can say anything, she smiles and says, "Your drink. You're looking at it so intently that it has to be interesting, right?" The amusement in her voice is soft and inviting. The kind that's asking you to share in the fun, instead of laughing at you. There's a sudden pain in Ziyang Yang's chest, like something had pierced through his heart. He doesn't quite manage to smile back at her. Not that he tries very hard. He looks back at the drink still cradled between his hands. "Not really. It's just a drink," he answers her. He stares at it for a second more before looking back at the woman. "I'm sorry, miss. I'm not really very good company tonight. It's probably better if you just leave me alone." For a moment he tries on a small smile, trying to make his words seem less rude somehow. But the smile feels so awkward on his face that he lets it drop before it's quite there. Her expression falters for a moment before her smile solidifies again. She seems very determined, Ziyang Yang thinks. He doesn't quite feel up to being annoyed about it. "Surely you wouldn't have come out here if you wanted to be alone," she asks. Her tone is a bit less amused, but she still sounds pleasant enough. For a moment, Ziyang Yang just wants to tell her to go away. He swallows and bites back that urge. He still doesn't actually want to be rude. Why is it so hard to believe that he would come to a bar to be alone? He looks away from her, lifts his drink to his lips and takes a sip. He savors the slight sting of the alcohol against his tongue for a moment before swallowing. "Maybe I just didn't have anything to drink at home," he says, without looking back at her. She laughs softly, which is a bit of an exaggeration, Ziyang Yang thinks. His comment wasn't actually funny. "So you come to a place like this?" she asks, that same inviting amusement back in her voice now. She's not really wrong, he supposes. He should probably have found someplace smaller, quieter. Somewhere he could sit silently with his drink for as long as he wants, and people like her wouldn't even think about coming to talk to him. But he just wanted... he's not even sure. Not to be quite so alone. To feel like there are other people around that aren't quite as miserable as him. He's not sure any of it really makes sense. It's easier to be alone in a crowd, he says, with a little bit too much honesty. He can see her hand wrap around her own glass and he turns his head a bit to watch her lift it to her lips, like maybe she needs a moment after that answer. Jiang Yang really wishes it had been enough to make her go away. Just tell her the truth, a slightly exasperated voice suddenly says. Jiang Yang blinks in surprise and looks up at the bartender. So far, after giving Jiang Yang his drink, he'd been perfectly fine leaving Jiang Yang alone, even when there weren't any other customers at the bar. He definitely hadn't expected the bartender to interfere on his behalf. Jiang Yang opens his mouth to reply, but then realizes he has no idea what to say. What? He manages to ask, instead of gaping like a fish. Then he takes another drink, just to have something to do. Or do you not want her to know about me? Do I mean so little to you, and you'll just flirt with people right in front of me? The guy asks, his voice going from faintly hurt to angry in a moment. Jiang Yang nearly chokes on his drink. He sets the glass down with a clank, coughing slightly. I didn't... He protests once he has his voice back and then stops himself. He has no idea what he's actually trying to say. It's not like it's the first time. I really should know better by now, but every time you tell me that I'm all you want, I... The guy's voice hitches and he really looks like he's too overcome with emotion to continue. Jiang Yang stares at the guy, who looks like he might be on the verge of tears. If he's trying to help Jiang Yang get rid of the woman, isn't this taking it a bit too far? And why is he making Jiang Yang out to be someone who'd... I wasn't flirting, Jiang Yang finds himself blurting out before he quite finishes the thought, like he actually needs to defend himself. He really wasn't, the woman suddenly says. And that's just not helping Jiang Yang at all. Well, it wouldn't if he was actually dating this guy. Which he isn't. The guy glares at the woman, who takes a step back, gesturing vaguely with her hands, like she's trying to tell him she doesn't mean to be involved. Jiang Yang has the sudden urge to ask what exactly the guy had put in his drink, because Jiang Yang is starting to feel a lot like he has to be drunk. Or maybe he's too sober for this, he thinks, and lifts his glass to his lips and just empties it in one go. By the time he sets the glass down, the woman seems to have backed off at least. What he doesn't expect at all is for the bartender to lean over the counter and grab the front of Jiang Yang's shirt, pulling him closer until he loses his seat, his hands bracing against the bar counter as he's pulled halfway over it. Jiang Yang is far too surprised to really fight it, and the next thing he knows, the guy's lips are on his. His lips are warm and soft, moving slightly against Jiang Yang's lips. Jiang Yang's lips open slightly as he takes a surprised breath. For a moment, a tongue teases against Jiang Yang's lips. Then, before Jiang Yang can quite recover enough to do anything, the guy pulls back, letting go of Jiang Yang's shirt. He's smiling at Jiang Yang from far too close, a warm, slightly teasing glint in his eyes. Jiang Yang feels a bit faint as he sits back down heavily. Ha! I was overreacting, but you know how I get when I see people... The guy trails off and shakes his head a bit. It's what I get for dating someone as good-looking as you, he says and sighs softly. Jiang Yang can feel the blush creeping up to his cheeks, making his ears burn. He's not quite sure if it's because of the kiss or the implied compliment. I'm not... You're... Jiang Yang says helplessly, lifting a hand up to gesture at the guy. He is quite devastatingly good-looking, after all. Like any of that is actually important here. The guy huffs loudly, interrupting Jiang Yang. You're very handsome, he says firmly. I'll get you another drink, he then says, before Jiang Yang manages any sort of reply at all. Jiang Yang watches him move a bit further away, getting a new glass for Jiang Yang. He suddenly can't quite stop himself from looking, taking in all of him, from the easy way he moves to his soft hair to the damned shape of his cheekbones. By the time there's a new drink in front of Jiangyang, his mouth has gone a bit dry. Like what you see? The guy asks, his eyelashes lowered slightly and his voice sounding husky. Jiangyang swallows dryly. That's definitely not why he's here. He just... The guy kissed him. It's hard not to look. I don't... Jiangyang tries to say, his cheeks probably flaming at this point. The guy laughs quietly, a warm, rich sound that makes a small shiver run down Jiangyang's spine. He reaches out for the drink, his hand curling tightly around the glass. For a moment, he really thinks about just downing this one, too. But he really shouldn't get drunk. It's a weekday. He has work tomorrow. It's on the house, the guy says, nodding at the drink. He smiles lopsidedly at Jiangyang. And don't worry, I'll leave you to it. I don't think anyone will bother you any more tonight. And if they do, just tell them you're with me. He gives Jiangyang a small wink before turning away to go do his job, probably. There are a couple of customers waiting by now, after all. They seem remarkably patient, though, Jiangyang thinks, waiting for the bartender to be done with Jiangyang. The bartender stops for a second, looking back at Jiangyang briefly. Stay for as long as you want, he says with a small smile, before turning away again. The bartender is right. No one bothers Jiangyang after that at all. He's left entirely alone to nurse his drink, just the way he wanted. If his eyes stray away from his drink to glance at the bartender in question every once in a while. Well, Jiangyang is feeling a little bit curious about the guy. Who could blame him? Most people wouldn't quite go about trying to help Jiangyang the way he did, if that can be called helping. From what Jiangyang can observe during the evening, the guy seems friendly enough with everyone, but he sure doesn't go suddenly kissing anyone else, or pretend to be dating them, from what Jiangyang can tell. By the time the place is closing, Jiangyang is still sitting there quietly at the counter, even though he knows very well he should have left for home some time ago. He just can't make himself go back to that small place where he feels like the walls might swallow him, and where he's entirely alone. That had been his own choice, he reminds himself, and takes a small sip of his drink. It's for the best. He notices someone he thinks might be one of the bouncers walking towards him, probably to tell him that it's time to leave now. He presses his hands against the bar counter, ready to get up. But in the next moment, the guy stops and glances behind the bar. Curiously, Jiangyang follows his gaze to see the bartender shake his head, and then just wave the bouncer away. Jiangyang goes still, his hand still pressed against the counter. He should leave anyway. He doesn't want to... He's not quite sure what. Give some sort of false impression to the bartender about his intentions. Maybe Jiangyang is jumping to conclusions. He'd told Jiangyang to stay as long as he wanted. Maybe he's just literally keeping to that promise. Before Jiangyang quite manages to talk himself into leaving, or staying, a drink is suddenly set down in front of him. He looks at it and then up along the arm holding it until he's staring at the bartender's face. I'm Luo Fusheng, he says with a smile that's a lot gentler than what Jiangyang might have expected. Stay and have a drink with me. Jiangyang tries to open his mouth to say something, to tell him that he doesn't, that it's too early for him to think about something like that, that he isn't ready for whatever Luo Fusheng is offering here. But he can't even seem to think of the right words, let alone make them come out of his mouth. Just a drink, Luo Fusheng says, letting go of the glass and nudging it a bit closer to Jiangyang before pulling his hand away. I figure you've been sitting there for the whole night. Maybe you have a reason for not wanting to go home. And maybe I don't want to be alone yet, Luo Fusheng adds with a small, wry grin. Jiangyang looks at him for a moment, feeling a small stab of something in his heart. Sympathy, maybe, He takes the glass and nods slightly and then remembers that he should probably introduce himself in return. "Jiang Yang," he says quietly, like that's the only words he can manage to get out. Luo Fusheng huffs out a soft laugh and says, "Nice to meet you. You don't mind if we go sit somewhere a bit more comfortable?" Jiang Yang shakes his head. "No." Then he waits for Luo Fusheng to get himself a drink and walk out from behind the bar and lead him to sit on a rather comfortable couch. Jiang Yang leans forward to set his drink on the table before leaning back against the backrest. He suddenly feels more awkward than he has all night. He thinks he might actually have felt less awkward when Luo Fusheng kissed him. With that thought, he can suddenly feel the blush trying to creep up his neck, and he can't quite manage to look in Luo Fusheng's direction, sitting next to him on the couch. "Are you sure it's okay, me being here?" Jiang Yang asks the air in front of him. The words come out stilted and weird. His hand twitches in the direction of the drink he'd just set down, and then he settles his hands in his lap instead. There's another soft laugh from Luo Fusheng. "I don't think the owner will mind," he says, sounding entirely too amused. It makes Jiang Yang finally turn his head in Luo Fusheng's direction. He's looking a bit too amused at that statement. Jiang Yang thinks about the way the staff had just left him alone at a mere headshake from Luo Fusheng. "You're the owner, right?" he asks quietly. "Maybe he should have realized that sooner." Luo Fusheng grins and lifts his drink in Jiang Yang's direction. He takes a drink out of the glass and lowers it before saying, "That would be me. I'm not behind the bar all that often, you know." He grins at Jiang Yang, and Jiang Yang feels something flutter in his belly. That smile is far too close to him suddenly. "You just got lucky tonight." Jiang Yang leans forward, reaching out for his own drink and swallows a bit more of it than he quite meant to. It burns a bit going down, and at least it's enough to distract him just a bit. He takes a deep breath. Maybe he really should have gone home. But it would be rude to do that now, right? The silence that follows borders on awkward. Or at least it does for Jiang Yang. He's not so sure about Luo Fusheng, who seems quite content to lean back in the couch and sip at his drink. Jiang Yang feels like he should say something, but the longer the silence stretches out, the harder it seems to break it. He takes another awkward sip from his drink. A lot smaller this time. "So, now that you know what I do, it's only fair that you tell me your job," Luo Fusheng says. Jiang Yang casts a small glance at him and Luo Fusheng just smiles. "I'm curious," he says with a small shrug. It's better than any of the questions Jiang Yang might have expected, like the obvious question of why Jiang Yang has been sitting there all night, alone, instead of going home. "I'm a procurator," he says, before lifting his glass to his lips. To his surprise, that makes Luo Fusheng laugh hard enough that his head falls back against the couch. Jiang Yang turns to look at him, and for a moment he stares at his exposed throat, leading up to a rather nice jawline. Jiang Yang pulls his eyes away. "Then you really shouldn't have anything to do with the likes of me," Luo Fusheng says a moment later, tilting his head back down. He sounds amused, but he takes a moment to meet Jiang Yang's eyes, and Jiang Yang is hit with the sudden conviction that Luo Fusheng really means those words. Jiang Yang blinks but doesn't look away. Maybe this is his opportunity to thank Luo Fusheng for the drink and leave. Instead, he asks, "What do you mean?" He's not sure if he's concerned or just curious. But at least it's something else to think about than the bleakness waiting for him at home. Luo Fusheng huffs and grins a bit wryly. "I think it's better for both of us if I don't say," he answers. That's enough of an answer for Jiang Yang to catch on to what he's talking about, isn't it? Well, enough to make it clear that whatever Luo Fusheng is talking about, it's something illegal in any case. And Jiang Yang really should get up and leave. He empties the rest of his drink and sets the glass down on the table. Thank you for... Xianyang says, and makes a vague gesture somewhere between Luo Fusheng and the glass. He's not even sure if he's trying to thank Luo Fusheng for the drink or the... warning. People wouldn't usually tell him like that, vague as it was. He's kind of touched by the concern. And maybe he's a bit too tired and the handful of drinks he's had over the night are affecting him more than he'd thought. His thoughts are getting away from him. Luo Fusheng hums and then looks at him knowingly. I guess you want to leave now. That's fine. I won't try to keep you here. He's smiling, but Xianyang suddenly thinks he looks hurt anyway. That's not what I meant. I appreciate you telling me, that's all. Xianyang says, fumbling over his words. Oh no, why did he say that? It's true, but Xianyang also needs to leave. And that doesn't sound like a goodbye at all. He can't expect a better opportunity to leave somewhat graciously to present itself. And Luo Fusheng is right in his assumption. Xianyang doesn't want to get involved with anyone who's, well, vaguely criminal, he supposes. Luo Fusheng's smile brightens. Xianyang feels a tiny bit of a soft flutter in his heart. He turns his head away to look at anything else. But I also should go home. I have work tomorrow, he says very quietly. He feels ridiculously awkward, and he has no idea how he got himself in this situation in the first place. Yes, of course. Sometimes I forget that normal people have regular work hours, Luo Fusheng says with a small laugh. Xianyang can't tell at all if he's just trying to be polite and save them both from an awkward situation. I'll have someone drive you home, Luo Fusheng adds decisively. You don't have to, Xianyang tries to protest. I've kept you here. I should at least make sure you get home safe, Luo Fusheng says, cutting him off. Xianyang looks at him, ready to point out that Xianyang stayed this late entirely of his own volition. But Luo Fusheng smiles at him in that oddly vulnerable way and says, It'll make me feel better. Xianyang can't quite make himself refuse. He doesn't quite expect to see Luo Fusheng again. Xianyang writes the entire night off as something of an aberration in the normal rhythm of his life. He doesn't go back to that place again, even if there are some nights that his thoughts stray to that night. During the nights when he's sitting alone at home staring at the facts of a case that he has no idea what to do with now, or lying in bed with sleep evading him once again. Actually, if he's honest, that's just most nights these days. But it's only because it had been something to break up the grey sameness of the rest of his life, not because he's actually thinking of going back there. Of course, it's only natural that he'll find himself thinking about it now and then. It doesn't mean anything. His thoughts go back to Wu Aike and Zhu Wei far more often. In both of those cases, it just makes him feel helpless. It's easier to think of that one stray night when nothing real actually happened. And he really thinks that is all it'll ever be. Just a minor distraction that he'll forget about soon enough in lieu of all the actually important matters. It turns out that Luo Fusheng has other plans. Xianyang doesn't expect to get home from work to find Luo Fusheng sitting on the stairs outside his home. It's ridiculous how easily Xianyang recognizes who it is, even before he's close enough to see him clearly. They've only met one time, and Xianyang didn't think he'd paid that much attention. But at least it saves him from having more than the barest twinge of panic in his chest when he sees someone sitting outside his home, waiting for him. With the way things have been going, well, Xianyang might be a little bit jumpy, but he has good reason to be so, he thinks. Maybe. He walks closer, and Luo Fusheng looks up at him with a grin before quickly standing up. He brushes at his pads a few times as he looks at Xianyang. Do you always work so late, Procurator Jiang? He asks, his head tilting to the side a bit as he takes a step closer to Jiang Yang. Jiang Yang wonders if that form of address is supposed to mean something, since Luo Fusheng certainly hadn't called him that last time. Not always, Jiang Yang says noncommittally. He doesn't quite feel like telling Luo Fusheng that working late is better than sitting home alone. Why are you here? It's not the politest way Jiang Yang could have asked that, but he's tired and his head is aching faintly, and he just wants to go inside and lie down and possibly even fall asleep. He doesn't want to be dealing with Luo Fusheng. Not tonight. There's definitely not a part of him that's almost happy at the sudden distraction from whatever it is he might need distracting from. Himself, possibly. I thought maybe you'd return the favor and offer me a drink, Luo Fusheng says casually. It sounds a bit too deliberately casual, Jiang Yang thinks. And why is he trying to analyze Luo Fusheng's words quite that closely? I'm pretty sure you could find a drink easier than that. You do own a whole nightclub, Jiang Yang points out. He's not sure if he meant the words to come out as sharp as they do. It's just... maybe for a moment Jiang Yang had actually wanted Luo Fusheng to mean those words. He suddenly wonders if Luo Fusheng is involved with the same people that are tangled in with the whole Guiping case. Maybe that's why Luo Fusheng is actually here. Just one more threat to tell Jiang Yang to leave things alone. For some reason, that thought just makes his heart sting painfully, instead of making him afraid as it should. Luo Fusheng makes an amused sound and says, but I can't find the same company any other place than here. You never came to see me again. His face takes on a somewhat hurt look. It's probably not meant to be entirely convincing. Jiang Yang recalls that Luo Fusheng can certainly be more convincing than that in his acting when he wants to. When Jiang Yang just looks at him and doesn't say anything, Luo Fusheng drops that fake hurt look and smiles faintly at Jiang Yang. Some things are probably better talked about inside, he suggests mildly, his eyebrow rising slightly. Jiang Yang's jaw tightens a bit. There's part of him that wants to trust Luo Fusheng. Probably the same part that hasn't quite managed to forget that kiss, he thinks. He's too tired to deal with this today, but he also has a feeling that Luo Fusheng isn't about to just give up and leave. I'm too tired for company tonight, Jiang Yang says. Then his own eyes widen slightly when he realizes how he made that sound. Or maybe he didn't. Maybe that's just his own thoughts inevitably turning to the gutter when Luo Fusheng is involved. Luo Fusheng chuckles quietly. You're so direct with me. I'm glad we're so familiar with each other, he says, a teasing lilt to his voice. Then he grows serious again, like someone had simply flipped a switch. Jiang Yang, I leave if that's what you really want. But you should listen to me first. Jiang Yang sighs, and then has another brief argument with himself before finally saying, All right, come inside then. Thank you, Luo Fusheng says with a charming grin. Jiang Yang's belly maybe swoops just a little at that look. He wants to sigh again. Luo Fusheng throws himself down on Jiang Yang's couch without prompting. Then he looks up at Jiang Yang with a grin that slowly fades away as he just keeps looking. Do you have something to drink? Luo Fusheng asks at last. Jiang Yang grimaces slightly and says, Yes, but if I join you for that drink, I think I might just pass out. It's a bit more honesty than he was planning for, but the sudden somber mood makes him say it anyway. I've come at a bad time, Luo Fusheng states. It's been a tiring day at work, Jiang Yang says in answer. Luo Fusheng nods. You should sit down then, he says, patting at the couch. Jiang Yang hesitates. He looks at Luo Fusheng for a moment. His headache seems to be growing worse by the moment, and all he really wants to do is maybe try to eat something, and then collapse into bed. He sighs and rubs at his temple. Before Xiangyang can quite decide what he's doing, Luo Fusheng stands back up and takes Xiangyang's arm. "Sit down, before you fall down," he says gently. Xiangyang's heart makes this funny twinge, and he both wants to lean in against Luo Fusheng and shake him off. Instead, he just steps closer to the couch and Luo Fusheng lets him go as he sits down. Luo Fusheng looks at him for a moment with something that looks a lot like concern on his face. Xiangyang sighs softly, again. "It's just a bit of a headache," he says with a grimace. His fingers go up to rub at his temple again, which isn't really doing much to actually help. "Please, Luo Fusheng, just tell me whatever you came to tell me and go," he says tiredly. Luo Fusheng sits back down on the couch, next to Xiangyang. His knee presses against Xiangyang's thigh as he turns towards Xiangyang. "Is there anything I can do?" Luo Fusheng asks. He's speaking softly now, like maybe he's trying to be considerate of Xiangyang's headache. Xiangyang would appreciate it more if he just got on with things and left him alone. "I just need some food and sleep, and I'll be fine," Xiangyang says, hoping that it'll be enough to get Luo Fusheng to let it go. Luo Fusheng looks at him quietly for a moment. There's a slightly doubtful look on his face as he opens his mouth to say, "Should you be cooking if..." "Luo Fusheng," Xiangyang snaps out, the ache in his head making him sound sharper and more annoyed than he would otherwise. Luo Fusheng's lips flatten for a second, and then he smiles again, looking carefree and far too cheerful. "You've made certain people very unhappy with you, Procurator Xiang," he tells Xiangyang in a tone that doesn't quite suit the words. Xiangyang's heart falls suddenly. It leaves him gasping for breath. He didn't think he'd react quite so strongly to the confirmation that Luo Fusheng is involved with those people. He'd been expecting it, hadn't he? "Xiangyang?" Luo Fusheng asks, his voice back to being worried. Xiangyang blinks at him, and maybe it's just the headache making him feel faint. Xiangyang tries to wave off the concern, but all that happens is that Luo Fusheng grabs his hand, lowering it down into his own lap. Xiangyang wants to pull his hand free. Luo Fusheng's touch feels like it's burning his skin, and suddenly all Xiangyang seems to be aware of is his hand being held by Luo Fusheng. Somehow, despite wanting to, he can't seem to find the strength to pull his hand back. "I can help you with those people. The ones who'd be very happy for you to go away," Luo Fusheng says quietly. Xiangyang's heartbeat thunders in his ears, and for a moment he's sure he heard wrong. It's hard to concentrate with the headache. Luo Fusheng is looking at him, concern and something that Xiangyang isn't sure he wants to think about written on his face. "His eyes look too soft," Xiangyang thinks. "Criminals shouldn't have eyes like that." "Why?" Xiangyang asks faintly. Luo Fusheng's thumb rubs gently over the back of Xiangyang's hand. Xiangyang's breath shudders for a moment. "I don't want to see you hurt," Luo Fusheng says, his voice soft and far too gentle. Xiangyang takes a breath and then raises a skeptical eyebrow. "You don't even know me," he points out. It just makes Luo Fusheng smile. "I did find out more about you," he points out. "Obviously he did, if he knows about that case." His thumb is still rubbing soft circles into the back of Xiangyang's hand, and Xiangyang still can't find the strength to pull his hand back. He feels like all the strength has left his limbs suddenly. Pain throbs behind his eyes as he tries to concentrate. "I have entirely selfish reasons too. I don't like the things they do," Luo Fusheng says quite seriously. Then he shrugs a bit and grins at Xiangyang. "And they might be crowding in where they don't belong. The smile on Luo Fushong's lips is like a knife, sharp and cutting. Jiang Yang wonders if he leaned in to kiss Luo Fushong, if it'd make him bleed. His head throbs, his vision going jagged. Jiang Yang gasps, his hand pulling away from Luo Fushong's and grasping his own head instead. He thinks he mumbles something about painkillers. Time goes a bit weird for a while, Jiang Yang thinks. There are painkillers and a glass of water. Luo Fushong says something that Jiang Yang can't quite manage to make sense of. There's a hand against his forehead. There's darkness and somehow still Luo Fushong's voice. Jiang Yang wakes up. Or at least he thinks he wakes up. He's not entirely sure if he was asleep in the first place. There's the smell of something that makes his stomach rumble, hunger suddenly gnawing at Jiang Yang. Here, sit up, Luo Fushong says, and there are hands helping him and Jiang Yang realizes that he's been lying on the couch. His head feels muddled and weird, but it doesn't hurt anymore. I don't really know how to cook, but I can order food, Luo Fushong says with a small lopsided smile. It makes him look so young, and a bit mischievous, and nothing at all like some hardened criminal. Is that what he is? Jiang Yang wonders, his thoughts seeming to make little sense. You said you needed to eat, Luo Fushong adds, when Jiang Yang doesn't say anything. Yes, Jiang Yang says slowly, and it feels like an effort to get his mouth to form the right shape around the word. He had said something like that, he thinks. His stomach rumbles again. You should eat, Luo Fushong says. Jiang Yang just stares at him. When Jiang Yang doesn't really do anything, Luo Fushong apparently decides to take matters into his own hands, reaching out for a pair of chopsticks and then holding out what seems to be a piece of chicken in front of Jiang Yang's mouth. Jiang Yang doesn't really think when he opens his mouth. As soon as his mouth closes around the food, the taste of it exploding against his tongue, Jiang Yang's hunger seems to double. He chews and swallows and then he says, I can feed myself. Luo Fushong smiles and doesn't object at all, handing over the chopsticks. Jiang Yang turns to the food and starts eating quietly. He eats a bit too fast, probably, but he suddenly is so very hungry. And the food tastes so good. Thank you, Jiang Yang says later, when most of the food is gone. Luo Fushong smiles at him. Do you feel better now? He asks. Jiang Yang is pretty sure that's actual concern on his face. Yes, he admits. And then finally gets around to checking the time. It's later than he expected, and that means he must have been sleeping for a few hours at least. He suddenly wonders what Luo Fushong did in his home while Jiang Yang was dead to the world. It should make him uncomfortable, the thought of Luo Fushong there while he was unconscious, with all that time to just look through Jiang Yang's things. There are the files relating to Ho Guiping's case. He doesn't quite feel comfortable keeping them at work now. All of that goes through his head, and somehow he still doesn't really mind Luo Fushong being there. He shakes his head a bit. He really is still half asleep. Did you find what you were looking for? Jiang Yang makes himself ask. His voice trembles slightly. He bites his jaws together, something like annoyance slowly weaving itself through him. Luo Fushong blinks a few times, his eyes reflecting genuine confusion. Then the confusion melts away, replaced by something that seems a lot like amusement. That at least makes Jiang Yang's annoyance take a firmer hold, and he's oddly grateful for that. He shouldn't let down his guard around Luo Fushong because he looks oddly innocent when he smiles, just right, and blinks his eyes at Jiang Yang. Your whole investigation? I couldn't help but take a look, Luo Fushong admits easily, like he's not in the least bit embarrassed about looking through Jiang Yang's things. It doesn't really look like you have much to go on. You need my help, Jiang Yang, he says, looking Jiang Yang in the eyes, suddenly and entirely serious. Xiangyang isn't proud enough not to be able to admit that he could use help. After Chu Wei was sentenced, there hasn't been anyone to shoulder the burden of this investigation with him, and it's wearing him down, in more ways than one. But there's no one to go to now. No one Xiangyang would want to get entangled in any of this. Luo Fusheng reaches out to pat his knee. "You're making me nervous, looking at me like that, Procurator Xiang," he says. Xiangyang blinks and looks away. "You don't expect me to actually trust you, do you?" Xiangyang asks incredulously, looking at the remnants of his meal instead of at Luo Fusheng. Xiangyang doesn't quite know what to think about Luo Fusheng. It's true enough that he's been helpful, but he's also done it by inserting himself in Xiangyang's life when Xiangyang never asked him to do that. Besides, this is a far different kind of help than ordering Xiangyang a meal or driving away some unwanted company. "It would be nice," Luo Fusheng says. He lifts an eyebrow at Xiangyang, like maybe Xiangyang might reconsider his stance on the issue. "You're a criminal," Xiangyang says bluntly, tired of dancing around the issue at this point. He doesn't really know what kind of crime Luo Fusheng might be involved in, but he'd made it rather clear himself that he's involved in something. Besides, the fact that he's indicated that he at least has some idea who the people Xiangyang might be after are, says a lot. "And a lot better position to help you than anyone else," Luo Fusheng says, unperturbed. He laughs slightly, and Xiangyang honestly can't tell if he's actually amused or not. "If it was up to me, I'd prefer to just fight things out. Sadly, things are usually more complicated than that." Xiangyang is momentarily at a loss for words, and then after an awkward little silence he says, "So this, I'm just a convenient way to take out the competition." He's not disappointed by that, Xiangyang tells himself firmly. Luo Fusheng hums slightly. "Perhaps I genuinely want to help you out. I haven't quite stopped thinking about you since we met, Xiangyang. Why else would I have looked into you and found out any of this?" Luo Fusheng asks, and he looks entirely sincere. Xiangyang just doesn't know how far he should trust that. Xiangyang's lips tingle suddenly, with the phantom touch of a kiss he hasn't quite been able to forget either. He swallows and looks away. "And I should just believe that?" he asks. But his words come out sounding far softer than he meant them to. Luo Fusheng pats his leg, and Xiangyang startles slightly and then stills himself, glaring at Luo Fusheng. "I'll let you think about it. Here's my number," Luo Fusheng says, holding out a card to Xiangyang. Xiangyang hesitates before snatching it out of Luo Fusheng's hands. He glances down at it, noticing that it's a card for the nightclub he'd met Luo Fusheng in. "The mobile number is for my personal phone. Call me if..." Luo Fusheng's forehead furrows for a moment as he continues. "If you're in danger, Xiangyang, I can help with that, even if you don't want my help with the rest." Xiangyang looks down at the card again, instead of at Luo Fusheng's worried eyes. Looking at Luo Fusheng only serves to confuse him. "I'll think about it," Xiangyang tells the card, his fingers gripping it a bit too tightly. Luo Fusheng makes a quick little noise of assent, and then finally stands up from the couch. Xiangyang very quickly follows suit, not willing to stay seated when Luo Fusheng is standing up. Unfortunately, it makes him look at Luo Fusheng again, and the way Luo Fusheng grins at him makes something flutter in Xiangyang's belly in a way he tries really hard to ignore. "I don't mind if you call me just for my company either," Luo Fusheng says, his voice low and his eyes shining slightly with something Xiangyang doesn't want to name. Xiangyang's jaw tightens. Maybe it's a good thing that Luo Fusheng takes his leave right after that, and Xiangyang doesn't actually need to say anything in answer to that particular statement. Xiangyang goes on with his life, trying very much to ignore the momentary intrusion into it of Wan Luofusheng. He manages a few weeks entirely fine. He has work to think about. He tries to go on looking into the whole Guiping case, but he's very much running out of avenues to actually investigate. In those moments, staring at the files, late at night at home, hoping he'll suddenly think of something he hasn't before, it's hard not to think about Luofusheng's offer. Maybe he could help, at least give Xiangyang some new leads, anything at all to go on. He still doesn't actually contact Luofusheng, because it feels like he'd be stepping over some invisible line, and there wouldn't be any going back after that. Instead, he keeps looking into every remote possibility he can. Then he comes home from work to a broken window, and a stone lying on his floor, and Xiangyang just falls down to the floor, sitting there with the damned rock in his hand. There's not even a note, he thinks distantly. All his thoughts seem to be far away. It might just be some kids from the neighborhood. It might be anything at all, Xiangyang tries to tell himself. And still, something inside him keeps insisting that it's exactly what he thinks it is. Maybe he's tired. Maybe it's some kind of shock. He really doesn't know. But he doesn't even get up from the floor as he fishes out his mobile phone and the card Luofusheng had given him. He's still holding the rock in one hand when Luofusheng answers the phone. He stares at the rock quietly. Hello? Luofusheng's voice asks again, sounding a bit impatient this time. I'm not in danger, I don't think, Xiangyang says. There's a moment of quiet, and then Luofusheng's voice is saying, Xiangyang? Xiangyang, where are you? Xiangyang stares at the rock for a moment, and then sets it down on the floor. I'm at home, he says, and wonders why that's important. Okay. Just stay there. Can you do that for me? Luofusheng asks hurriedly. Xiangyang wonders what that's about, but then just nods in answer. Xiangyang? Luofusheng asks, his voice very insistent. Right, he's on the phone. He can't see Xiangyang. Of course. I don't need to go anywhere, he says to Luofusheng. Okay, that's good. I'll be there soon, Luofusheng says. Oh, Xiangyang says, and then hangs up. Oh, he thinks, that might have been rude. He should have said goodbye at least. Did he want Luofusheng to come over? Was that why he'd called him? Xiangyang isn't entirely sure. He looks up at the broken window. He really should do something about that, he thinks, and then doesn't get up. There's a knock on Xiangyang's door. For a moment, anxiety grips at Xiangyang's heart, and then he shakes it away. Well, he tries to. It's not really that easy. He'd gotten up off the floor earlier, but the stone is still there on the floor, and the broken window is still very broken, and he's done absolutely nothing about either. Instead, for some reason, he'd started making food. He's not entirely sure he feels like eating, but he hasn't had anything since lunch, and he really should eat. It's probably Luofusheng at the door, Xiangyang tells himself. He said he'd come over. There's another, more insistent knock on the door. Xiangyang slowly, carefully walks over. He raises his voice a bit to call out, "Who is it?" It feels like his heart is lodged somewhere in his throat. "It's me, Luofusheng." He hears Luofusheng's voice faintly from the other side of the door. See, he tells himself, it's just Luofusheng. Somehow, his heart still doesn't quite move to the proper place in his chest. He opens the door with slightly shaky hands, and Luofusheng pulls it wider immediately, pushing himself inside. He grabs Xiangyang by the shoulders, staring at his face. Xiangyang startles. Luofusheng's hands squeeze at his shoulders a bit too tightly, but it feels almost grounding. Are you okay? Luofusheng demands. Xiangyang nods and says, you should close the door. It makes Luo Fuxiong look at him a bit oddly, but then he nods and lets go of Jiang Yang to go close the door. Jiang Yang walks further into his home, Luo Fuxiong following him. He notices the way Luo Fuxiong looks at the broken window, and then at the rock still lying on the floor. At the shards of glass Jiang Yang hasn't quite gotten around to cleaning away yet. "Are you hungry? I was just cooking," Jiang Yang says. Luo Fuxiong looks at him strangely again and then says, "Yeah, sure, you go do that. I'll take care of..." He waves his hand vaguely and doesn't finish the sentence. Jiang Yang nods, returning to his small kitchen area. He shouldn't leave Luo Fuxiong alone in his home like that. Jiang Yang lifts his gaze to look in Luo Fuxiong's direction. Well, he can still see him. His heart settles a bit at the sight of Luo Fuxiong gripping his phone. Maybe he just needed someone else here with him. Jiang Yang looks on for a while, as he seems to dial someone, lifting the phone up to his ear. Jiang Yang looks back at his cooking. He really needs to add something if both of them are eating. This won't be enough. There are people in Jiang Yang's home. People cleaning the glass away and measuring his window, and he looks at Luo Fuxiong, who seems entirely content to ignore their presence and concentrate on his food, like he's never tasted anything better. He's not that good of a cook, Jiang Yang thinks, feeling vaguely annoyed. "How's the food?" he asks, nearly stabbing his chopsticks at the food. Luo Fuxiong looks up and smiles at him. It's that far too charming smile that makes Jiang Yang's belly flutter despite himself. "It's good," Luo Fuxiong answers, and then sticks more food in his mouth, grinning around the chopstick as he does so. Jiang Yang finds himself staring at Luo Fuxiong's mouth, and quickly looks down. He tries to ignore all the people in his home, Luo Fuxiong included. It isn't all that long before someone stops to tell Luo Fuxiong that they'll come put in the actual window tomorrow. They should be telling Jiang Yang that. It's his home, after all. Jiang Yang feels a bit annoyed at that, too. He looks at the man who's speaking and says, "I'll be at work. The door will be locked. Do you need to come inside?" He wonders for a moment why he isn't resisting any of this. He didn't call these people here. He has no idea who they are. He should ask about payment and about... "Yeah, we can't get the window in place otherwise," the man says, interrupting Jiang Yang's runaway thoughts. At least he's finally looking at Jiang Yang. "If you have a spare key, you can leave it with them," Luo Fuxiong says casually, like it's no big deal at all. The man nods. "We'll leave it inside once we're done," he says. Jiang Yang looks from him to Luo Fuxiong. The latter seems like he's hardly even paying attention to the discussion. Jiang Yang still has no real idea who these people are, and he should just trust them into his home alone like that. Luo Fuxiong looks up at Jiang Yang, his eyes serious for once. "It'll be fine. Trust me, no one would dare do anything they're not supposed to," he says. Luo Fuxiong flashes another grin, this one sharp enough to cut, his eyes flicking to the man standing there rather awkwardly now. The man swallows and nods his head. "Yeah, we'll be in and out quickly. No one's gonna touch anything but the window," he says, speaking rather fast. Jiang Yang looks at Luo Fuxiong, waiting for him to look up. When he does, Jiang Yang raises a questioning eyebrow at Luo Fuxiong. Luo Fuxiong just smiles a little and says, "See, I told you." Then he goes back to eating. Really, at this point it would be awkward not to agree. And besides, if Luo Fuxiong wants them to come in here and spy on things... Well, Luo Fuxiong has been in Jiang Yang's home while Jiang Yang was out cold, and he could probably look at whatever he wanted then. He did look, Jiang Yang reminds himself. Having someone else do it for him now seems pointless. Jiang Yang sighs quietly and stands up. "I'll get the key for you," he says. There's not much talking between him and Luo Fuxiong once they're alone. Luo Fuxiong offers to help with the dishes, and Jiang Yang accepts. He feels like he's just going along with anything Luo Fusheng says, even though he feels more like himself now than he has since finding that broken window that's now temporarily boarded up. Maybe the food had helped a bit. He isn't sure now why his first course of action had been to call Luo Fusheng. He doesn't even really know him. He just... Who else was he supposed to call? Jiang Yang hands over the glass he'd washed for Luo Fusheng to dry with a bit more force than needed. Luo Fusheng huffs, his fingers brushing against Jiang Yang's, curling around his fingers for a moment, squeezing ever so gently, like he might be telling Jiang Yang to calm down. Then he takes the glass and Jiang Yang isn't sure if he just imagined things or not. Why did he need to call anyone at all? It's not like he doesn't know how to clean up some glass and call someone to come look at the window. Well, Jiang Yang would have had to wait for tomorrow, like most people, and call during regular working hours. But it's not like he'd expected Luo Fusheng to call in people to deal with anything. Jiang Yang hands over a bowl to be dried. Luo Fusheng takes it from his hands and their fingers brush together again. More casually this time, and Jiang Yang can still feel his skin tingle slightly from the brief touch. He sighs quietly and picks up the next bowl to wash.
Thank you for coming over. You really didn't have to,
Jiang Yang says quietly. The words sound a bit grudging, but it's true. Luo Fusheng didn't have to come. Jiang Yang can't even imagine what Luo Fusheng might have thought after the odd phone call. I hope it didn't ruin any of your plans, Jiang Yang adds. Luo Fusheng presses his hands against the countertop and makes a small amused noise. I'd probably be at Mei Gourmet, drinking, he says lightly. Jiang Yang can feel Luo Fusheng looking at him when he says, I'd rather be here. Jiang Yang swallows, and then sticks his hands into the soapy water and tries to ignore Luo Fusheng. He's starting to realize that that's far easier said than done. Luo Fusheng doesn't bring up that case at all. Not really. It's like he's only there to make sure Jiang Yang is all right. The closest he comes is when he says, I'll see if I can find out what happened. I'll let you know. He tilts his head towards the broken window a bit, instead of explaining anything more. Jiang Yang is aware of how unlikely it is that Luo Fusheng will find out anything. But he supposes he would prefer knowing if it was something meant to scare him off, or just a random act of vandalism. Jiang Yang closes his eyes very briefly and then nods. All right, thank you, he says, like Luo Fusheng might need his approval for it. If there's one thing Luo Fusheng has made clear tonight, it's that he really doesn't need Jiang Yang to approve of anything. Jiang Yang swallows and looks away. No, that's probably unfair. Jiang Yang had been a bit out of it tonight, and someone needed to get things done. He can't really blame Luo Fusheng for taking charge of things. You can leave now. I'll be fine on my own, Jiang Yang says. He's not sure if he wants to be alone, but he's also not sure if he wants Luo Fusheng's company either. Luo Fusheng makes him feel confused. Luo Fusheng looks at him doubtfully, like he doesn't quite believe that Jiang Yang will manage on his own. But it's getting late, and the only thing Jiang Yang really needs to manage is to get himself into bed. He doesn't need Luo Fusheng's help with that. Oh God, why did he think that? Jiang Yang feels his ears heating slightly, and hopes very much that Luo Fusheng doesn't know this. If you're sure, Luo Fusheng says, instead of arguing as Jiang Yang half expected. I'm sure. It's been a long day and I'm tired, Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang says, like he needs to offer Luo Fusheng an explanation, like he might be apologizing for asking Luo Fusheng to leave. I'll leave then, Luo Fusheng agrees, but he makes no move to get off the couch. Instead, he leans towards Jiang Yang. It feels like the world is suddenly moving in slow motion. Jiang Yang has all the time in the world to stop Luo Fusheng, to move away, to say something, to not just sit there and let it happen.
Jiang Yang holds his breath as Luo Fuxiong gently leans in, his hand settling against Jiang Yang's neck as his lips press against Jiang Yang's. He sighs against Luo Fuxiong's lips, his lips opening just a sliver. He almost expects Luo Fuxiong to take advantage, but he keeps the kiss soft and gentle, their lips moving against each other as Luo Fuxiong's thumb strokes the side of his neck. Jiang Yang's own hands are clasped in his lap. He wants to lift them up to touch Luo Fuxiong, wants to wrap his arms around him and pull him closer. He can feel the need rising inside him and instead grasps his own hands a bit tighter to keep them where they are. Luo Fuxiong is the one who pulls away from the kiss. His smile is a bit shaky as he looks at Jiang Yang. Jiang Yang's breath shudders, as if that kiss had been a lot more than a gentle press of lips against lips. His hand twitches and he stops himself from lifting it up to touch his faintly tingling lips, the way he kind of wants to. He bites his lip slightly as he just looks quietly at Luo Fuxiong, his mind feeling blank and oddly quiet. Luo Fuxiong pulls his hand away, his fingers brushing lightly against Jiang Yang's cheek as he does so. "Good night, Jiang Yang," Luo Fuxiong says gently before rising up from the couch. He's almost at the front door before Jiang Yang manages to make himself move. "Luo Fuxiong," he says, standing up. His voice comes out far too quiet, and for a moment he thinks Luo Fuxiong might not have heard him at all. But then Luo Fuxiong stops, turning around to look at him. Jiang Yang takes a few steps closer. He feels inexplicably nervous suddenly. I don't... He tries to say, but his thoughts are a jumble and all that comes out is a stuttered mess. Jiang Yang looks down at his hands, his ears feeling so hot that Luo Fuxiong can't have missed it. "I'll call you later," Jiang Yang manages to say. He wanted to say something about how he can't think about this tonight, how he isn't sure if he... But those words seem to be the best he can do. He glances up at Luo Fuxiong. He smiles at Jiang Yang, soft and happy in a way that makes Jiang Yang's heart ache just a bit. He didn't even promise anything. Not really. He doesn't want to disappoint Luo Fuxiong. "I look forward to it," Luo Fuxiong says. And then before Jiang Yang can try to say anything more, and mess up things even more probably, Luo Fuxiong is already gone. "Good night, Luo Fuxiong," Jiang Yang whispers to himself, his fingers pressing against his lips for a moment. When he comes home from work the next day, his window is fixed and his key is quite neatly lying on the kitchen table. Everything looks like it should, and Jiang Yang is not the least bit surprised. That actually makes him pause for a moment. He expected everything to be okay because Luo Fuxiong said so, didn't he? He spent the day concentrating on work as hard as he can, and avoided every single thought of Luo Fuxiong. But now that one thought sprang up, the others follow quickly. A whole flood of thoughts, all of them about Luo Fuxiong. Jiang Yang sighs, closing his eyes as he presses his hand down against the table. It's very hard to tell himself at this point that he doesn't like Luo Fuxiong. But whether he does or not doesn't really change the fact that Luo Fuxiong is still not someone he's sure he should trust. "Well, in that case, he sure is putting a lot of effort in winning you over," Jiang Yang thinks, his lips pulling up into a smile, quite without his say-so. Thinking about Luo Fuxiong makes him want to smile. It makes his heart beat a bit quicker too, remembering the way Luo Fuxiong had smiled at him. It's all ridiculous and inconvenient, and Jiang Yang would really prefer it if he could just not feel any of this. He should just call Luo Fuxiong and get it over with. He promised he would. But he still doesn't know what he wants to say. If Luo Fuxiong could just have been less helpful and less nice, maybe Jiang Yang could convince himself not to like him. Jiang Yang grimaces and takes out his phone. "Just get it over with," he tells himself, and tries to ignore the butterflies in his belly. Luo Fusheng answers almost immediately. Jiang Yang thinks that hello sounds almost eager. He's probably imagining things. Do you have time to talk? Jiang Yang asks. Of course, Luo Fusheng says. He hesitates for a moment, until saying almost shyly, I could come over. Jiang Yang swallows the yes that nearly bursts from his lips. He hesitates for a moment. He probably doesn't want to talk about this over the phone, does he? All right, he agrees. I'll see you soon, Luo Fusheng says before hanging up. Jiang Yang thinks it might be only minutes before there's a knock on his door. He frowns. Surely it can't be Luo Fusheng already. His palms feel a bit sweaty when he goes to open the door. It's just the night before still making him apprehensive about strangers. But it's very unlikely that anyone would be quite so blatant as to knock on Jiang Yang's door if they wanted him harm. It turns out to actually be Luo Fusheng. Jiang Yang stares at him a bit dumbfounded. You were close, Jiang Yang says, pointing out the obvious. Luo Fusheng grins unrepentantly and shrugs a bit. I wanted to make sure you're okay, he says. Jiang Yang should definitely be annoyed, but there's a suspicious warmth in his chest, actually. Jiang Yang sighs quietly and then just invites Luo Fusheng inside. I thought you'd have better things to do than hang out watching my home, Jiang Yang says, a small smile slipping onto his face of all things. Luo Fusheng hums a bit, grinning at him. I did. I haven't been out there for long. I had other people do that earlier, he admits far too easily, like it's normal for him to order people to keep an eye on Jiang Yang. Or is that his home they'd been watching? Well, he's not sure the distinction matters much. Jiang Yang huffs and says, You know, I don't think you're supposed to admit that to me. It makes Luo Fusheng laugh. Do you want me to lie? I can if you want me to. No. Don't ever lie to me, Luo Fusheng, Jiang Yang says quietly. His voice trembles a bit. The amusement quickly drains away from Luo Fusheng's face. He takes a step closer, and Jiang Yang suddenly finds himself holding his breath. But then Luo Fusheng stops. Jiang Yang, he asks uncertainly. Jiang Yang shrugs a bit, trying to look unaffected. Since you're determined to stay in my life, you're at least going to tell me the truth, he says as casually as he can manage, which isn't very casual at all. Luo Fusheng stares at him for a moment. Oh, he says, looking a bit stunned. He lifts a hand to rub at the side of his face, his mouth opening to say something when Jiang Yang interrupts him. What happened? He asks, his eyes caught on Luo Fusheng's scraped knuckles. The question makes Luo Fusheng frown a bit, slight confusion on his face. Your hand, Jiang Yang specifies. Luo Fusheng moves his hand in front of his eyes, turning it so he can look at the small wounds like he might have forgotten about them entirely. Ah, that, he says. Then he smiles very slightly at Jiang Yang. That's definitely something I plan to lie to you about, he admits. Jiang Yang looks at him for a moment before saying, I guess we should sit down for this. He nods at his couch and then asks, like a proper host, Do you want tea? No, thank you. I'm fine, Luo Fusheng says, and then just walks over to the couch and throws himself down on it. Jiang Yang looks at him for a moment, and then with the smallest of sighs joins him. He's not entirely sure he won't end up regretting this course of action, because he's pretty sure that now that he's given Luo Fusheng this much, it'll be nearly impossible to get rid of him if Jiang Yang changes his mind at some point. So, you were going to tell me what happened to your hand, Jiang Yang prompts, when it doesn't seem like Luo Fusheng is about to say anything. Can I still hide things from you? Because I'm not sure you'd really want to know, Luo Fusheng says, like this is some kind of negotiation. He flexes his hand and encloses it into a fist, grimacing slightly. The wounds look like they might sting. Jiang Yang doesn't bother to answer, just looks at Luo Fusheng, who sighs a bit. Then suddenly one corner of Luo Fusheng's mouth lifts in a lopsided smirk, his eyes shining with something almost wild. "I made it clear to some people not to disturb you again," he says, something very satisfied in his voice. Oh, Jiang Yang thinks, I guess he found out who broke my window. He stares at Luo Fusheng for a moment. Luo Fusheng doesn't shrink away from his gaze and stubbornly refuses to look anything but satisfied by whatever it is he's actually done. "I don't," Jiang Yang starts to say before abruptly stopping himself. What he'd been about to say was that he doesn't need Luo Fusheng to fight for him. "It's not the kind of help I want from you," Jiang Yang ends up saying instead. Luo Fusheng leans towards him, his voice falling into a lower register as he asks, "What do you want from me, Jiang Yang?" Jiang Yang shivers inadvertently. Luo Fusheng is close enough that he can feel his breath against his cheek, his thigh pressing against the Jiang Yang. It's impossible not to pick up on the intent behind his words. Jiang Yang leans back, trying to get enough space between them that he can think about something that isn't Luo Fusheng's lips close enough to. Jiang Yang clears his throat a bit and says, "You promised to help me with the case." Luo Fusheng lifts a hand up to Jiang Yang's face, his fingers trailing softly along Jiang Yang's jawline. "Is that really what you want to talk about right now?" he asks, his voice husky. Jiang Yang swallows and closes his eyes. That only makes it worse, because there's nothing at all distracting him from the feel of Luo Fusheng's fingers against his face, the way his thigh presses against Jiang Yang, hot and firm. "Yes," Jiang Yang croaks out. He can hear Luo Fusheng sigh softly, the warm breath wafting against Jiang Yang's cheek. There's a soft brush of lips against his cheek. Jiang Yang's eyes fly open, only to watch Luo Fusheng sit back and smile faintly at him. "If that's what you want," he agrees, before his expression settles into something quietly determined. "Don't ask me not to keep you safe, Jiang Yang," he says, his voice quiet but still fierce. Jiang Yang stares at him for a heartbeat, his heart fluttering wildly in his chest, his breath a bit unsteady. He reaches out for Luo Fusheng's hand with both of his own. Holding on to it with one hand, he brushes the fingers of his other hand against the scraped knuckles. Then he presses the pads of his fingers against Luo Fusheng's knuckles. A bit too hard, probably. Luo Fusheng doesn't even try to pull his hand away. "Protect me. Like this," he asks, his voice sounding strange. "If that's what it takes, yes," Luo Fusheng confirms, his voice a tiny bit strangled. Jiang Yang's jaw tightens. "I don't like it," he says. Luo Fusheng huffs softly and looks at Jiang Yang with something far too close to amusement. "You won't like a lot of things I do, Jiang Yang," he says. The small laugh that follows makes Jiang Yang's heart clench in a way that's definitely not nice. He thinks Luo Fusheng's laughter sounds defeated, bitter, maybe. "This is such a bad idea," Jiang Yang mutters, just before he leans in and kisses Luo Fusheng. Luo Fusheng makes a small noise against his lips. When Luo Fusheng moves his hand, Jiang Yang lets go, his hand settling on Luo Fusheng's thighs instead. Their position is a bit awkward, and Jiang Yang has to turn his head a bit to fit their mouths together, straining his neck a bit. Luo Fusheng's hand comes up to cradle his cheek, his other hand gripping Jiang Yang's arm. He bites at Jiang Yang's lip, almost gently, his tongue pressing against Jiang Yang's lips, asking to be let in. Jiang Yang opens his mouth a bit, and Luo Fusheng's warm tongue pushes in past his lips. Jiang Yang gasps at the sensation, his mouth opening a bit more. Luo Fusheng's tongue presses against his own, hot and wet. Jiang Yang's hands grip Luo Fusheng's thighs as he lets his tongue tangle with Luo Fusheng. The kiss turns even deeper, Luo Fusheng's tongue exploring his mouth as both of them try to get closer to each other despite their awkward position. They break apart, panting. Luo Fusheng lets himself fall back against the couch, his hand still gripping Jiang Yang's arm tightly. Jiang Yang opens his hands, smoothing them against Luo Fusheng's thighs.
"We're going to talk about the case, and you're going to tell me exactly how you can help, Luo Fusheng,"
Jiang Yang says firmly. His voice comes out too breathy. He's not quite recovered from the kiss yet. Luo Fusheng hums a bit and then grins rakishly. "Do I get more kisses after?" he asks. Jiang Yang glares at him. His palms press against Luo Fusheng's thighs as he leans in to brush a quick kiss against the corner of Luo Fusheng's mouth. Far too quick, Luo Fusheng tilts his head just a bit, so that their lips meet properly, his hand grasping at the back of Jiang Yang's neck. The kiss is short and more chaste than the last one, but it still leaves Jiang Yang feeling a bit lightheaded.
"Maybe,"
Jiang Yang agrees, trying and failing to sound unaffected. Luo Fusheng looks far too satisfied. His fingers stroke the nape of Jiang Yang's neck. "Good," he says, before letting go. He spreads his arms along the backrest and looks at Jiang Yang. "All right, let's talk business first, Procurator Jiang," he declares. A small noise slips out of Jiang Yang's mouth.
"Be serious," he admonishes quietly. "This isn't..." Sometimes it feels like the case has taken over all of Jiang Yang's life, and Luo Fusheng being so flippant about it is... It makes Jiang Yang feel strangely conflicted.
Luo Fusheng sits up suddenly. His hands circle at Jiang Yang's wrists, holding on lightly.
"I am, I promise," he says, surprisingly serious.
His thumb rubs against the pulse point in Jiang Yang's wrist. Jiang Yang thinks his heart might be beating a bit too fast. And he wonders how obvious it is to Luo Fusheng, how he's affecting Jiang Yang. He takes a shaky breath and nods.
I'll go get the files and tell you what I have," Jiang Yang says, his voice coming out far less confident than he meant it to.
But if he's going to trust Luo Fusheng with this, he's going to have to trust him all the way. Luo Fusheng doesn't say anything, just lets go of Jiang Yang's wrists. Jiang Yang hesitates for a moment before getting up. He feels shaky suddenly, his legs a bit wobbly. It's ridiculous for his body to react like this now.
"I'll order food for us," Luo Fusheng says.
"Oh, right," Jiang Yang thinks. "That's probably a good idea."
"Thanks," he calls out to Luo Fusheng, a warm smile spreading over his lips.
Then, suddenly, a pair of arms circle around his waist from behind, and he's held close against Luo Fusheng. Jiang Yang's hand settles against Luo Fusheng's, on his waist, and he leans his head back against Luo Fusheng, melting into Luo Fusheng's touch.
"I like you quite a lot, Jiang Yang," Luo Fusheng says softly.
Jiang Yang lets his eyes fall closed, a helpless smile spreading on his lips.
"I like you a lot more than I should, Luo Fusheng," he admits quietly.
He can feel the soft huff of amusement against his cheek. Luo Fusheng's breath warm against his skin. Luo Fusheng's arms tighten a bit around his waist.
"Good," Luo Fusheng says softly.
The end.